and live in Illinois, where I used to live, it's illegal to practice naturopathic medicine. The great state of Illinois fined me $5,000 and ordered me to cease and desist because I used the word doctor on my website. Now, does this mean that the laws of science and nature changed because I moved a few state lines over? No. The only reason that these egregious, draconian laws exist is because you do not know that they exist. You would not put up with a law in the state of California which says the only people that can sell hamburgers here are McDonald's. Nobody else gets to sell hamburgers here. There would be a revolution. But when it comes to medicine, we have become socialized to believe in the magnificent mythology of the MD. And the MDs, bless their hearts, are really good at certain things. But they do not own medical science. Your medical doctor may be the nicest person that God ever created. But they do not know what's best for you. They only know what they've been trained in. And what they've been trained in is just one piece of the pie of medical science. But the pharmaceutical industry, the medical insurance industry, the hospital industry has pitched you the false notion that when it comes to medicine, the MD is the undisputed king and everybody else is a back-of-the-bus quack with substandard training, and it's a lie. MDs are really, really, really good at surgery when it's necessary, trauma, and a handful of infectious disease. I mean, thank God for Novocaine, right? Yep. Thank God for the sterile technique and the mattress suture and penicillin. Hallelujah, and pass the hat. That stuff is awesome. But the last person you want to bring your body to if you are suffering with a chronic disease is an MD. Because their skill set does not work when it comes to chronic disease. And this is the greatest piece of misinformation that we are suffering from as a culture. You know, years ago, we justified slavery in this country by saying, oh, those blacks, they're not really people, they're animals. That's why you can treat them like animals. And it was a lie. Before that, oh, the world is flat, and if you go too far, you're going over the edge, baby. It was a lie. It's reality by consensus. It's an agreed-upon reality, and the only reason that everybody agrees upon it is because everybody agrees upon it. We're suffering from the myth of the MD in the culture of today, and we need perspective on this situation because we are suffering needlessly. Where'd my tech guys go? Okay, good. Now, thank you. Allopathic medicine is what your MD is trained in, and allopathic medicine is based on a reductionistic medical philosophy. Reductionism argues if you can't measure it, it doesn't exist. And since nobody's ever dissected the soul out of a human body, since nobody's ever seen the spirit with a CT, an MRI, or an X-ray, it doesn't exist. And if it doesn't exist, it doesn't exist. So your medical doctor is trained to believe that the human body is a bag of biochemicals waiting to break. It's only a matter of time until something goes wrong. And when something goes wrong, your body is unable to fix it. So it is the allopathically trained, reductionistically oriented MD's job not to cure the condition, to manage the condition. Think about it. Is heartburn cured? No. It's managed with Prilosec. High blood pressure, is it cured? No. Arthritis, is it cured? No. Type 2 diabetes, is it cured? No. And to the profession that does not even know how to cure heartburn, we have given $1 billion to come up with a cure for cancer. I wonder why cancer hasn't been cured. Well, I'll tell you why. We've taken the wrong dog to the hunt. Your medical doctor is the person to go to if you have a bullet in your arm, heaven forbid, a broken bone, pneumonia. But when it comes to the things that most people go to the doctor for most of the time, they are insufficient to the cause. Now, contrary to this methodology is the holistic methodology. Holism argues that the body is a complex system of interrelated parts, that there is in fact a soul, a spirit, which resides inside the body, and it is that spiritual influence inside the body, the spiritual energetic presence, which brings wisdom to the body and which runs everything going on inside the body. Our bodies are so smart, they grew themselves all by themselves from a single-celled organism into you, and if you think your body could do that, you think it knows how to cure itself? Yes. So all that we do is support your body's God-given ability to fix itself. And how do we do that? We do that by using science and observation and clinical experience, seeing what happens when we give people this therapeutic or that therapeutic and moving forward. This is Dr. Wallach's skill set. Nobody does it better than he does.